I still remember my first immigration trial. I worked hard to cover every angle in advance. At the end of the hearing, the judge threw a curve at me. In his view, my client could not prove good moral character. Being a new attorney, I was startled and afraid that I had not prepared adequately. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to The Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The judge said my client was disqualified because she had admitted using false documents in her court testimony. Fearful or not, I was not going to show any doubt about our chances for victory. Having played sports as a young man against physically superior opponents, I had long before mastered the ability to keep a poker face when things go off course. I challenged the judge's factual portrayal of her statements, as well as the legal reasoning he used to connect two unrelated rules. The judge asked if I had any cases to support my opposition. I did not, but this did not mean my position was incorrect. So I requested time to research the issue and provide him with my conclusion. Aware that I was a newbie, the judge chuckled snidely, then said, "Sure, counsel, you're going to have 60 days. A few days later, I returned to court and listened to the taping of the hearing. I wanted to make sure I had the exact wording used, both questions and answers. I was right. The client did not say what the judge asserted she said. It was a smooth sleight of hand to an untrained ear. It did not work on me. Now I had to turn my attention to the legal aspects of the case. A few nights afterwards, I started my legal research at the local library. This was during the pre-internet days. I traced the rules used by the judge back to 1980 cases, 1970 cases, 1960 cases, and on and on and on. Finally, I found the golden nugget. The case was about 70 years old. The decision was clear. The law was clear. Following a case where a judge made the same ruling as in my client's matter, an appellate court pointed out the error. Nonetheless, over time, other judges repeated the same mistake again and again, yet no one called their attention to the analytical miscue. One bad ruling followed another. The flawed assessment became the law. The immigration judge in my case, like so many others, had followed the long string of cases where the two unrelated rules were combined in an illogical way. The mistake had never been corrected until we returned to court. The immigration judge was stunned. My client won. She was granted a green card. Today she's a U.S. citizen, owns a home, and ironically, works for the government. The moral to the story? When it comes to immigration law, hard work pays off. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.